Hi, everyone, and welcome back to ArabicPod101.com. This is Intermediate Season 1, Lesson 4, Making Friends in the Arab World. I'm Becky.
مرحباً, I'm Hani.
In this lesson, you'll learn how to talk about your vacation plans and invite someone to come with you, as well as to form verbal sentences correctly. The conversation takes place while our speakers are on their way home.
It's between Eleanor and Tim.
The speakers are friends, so they will use informal Arabic. Okay, let's listen to the conversation.
تيم، أتعلم أن عيد الفطر غدا؟
لا، لقد نسيت تماما أن اليوم آخر يوم في شهر رمضان. كيف ستقضين العيد؟
أنا سأقضي أول يوم مع أسرة صديقتي في القاهرة وآكل كعك العيد.
ماذا عن باقي الأيام؟
سأسافر إلى الغردقة لأسبح وأخسر الوزن الذي سأزيده بسبب كعك العيد. بالمناسبة، لما لا تأتي معنا؟
حقا يا إلينور، مع أني ظننت أنك شخص مخيف حينما قابلتك أول مرة، لكنك في الحقيقة لطيفة جدا.
ماذا تقصد بشخص مخيف؟ يبدو أننا سنتركك هنا في العيد إذن.
لا لا، أرجوك، أنا آسف، كنت أمزح معك.
Listen to the conversation with the English translation.
Tim, أتعلم أن عيد الفطر غدا؟
Tim, do you know that the feast is tomorrow?
لا، لقد نسيت تماما أن اليوم آخر يوم في شهر رمضان. كيف ستقضين العيد؟
No, I totally forgot that today was the last day of Ramadan. What are you doing during the feast?
أنا سأقضي أول يوم مع أسرة صديقتي في القاهرة. وآكل كعك العيد.
I will spend the first day with my friend's family in Cairo and eat feast cookies.
ماذا عن باقي الأيام؟
What about the rest of the days?
سأسافر إلى الغردقة لأسبح وأخسر الوزن الذي سأزيده بسبب كعك العيد. بالمناسبة، لما لا تأتي معنا؟
I will travel to Hurghada to swim and lose the weight I gained because of the feast cookies. By the way, why don't you come with us?
حقا يا إلينور، مع أني ظننت أنك شخص مخيف حينما قابلتك أول مرة.
Really, Eleanor? Although I thought you were a scary person when we first met, you're actually very nice.
لكنك في الحقيقة لطيفة جدا.
ماذا تقصد بشخص مخيف؟ يبدو أننا سنتركك هنا في العيد إذن.
What do you mean a scary person? I guess we'll leave you here during the feast holiday after all.
لا لا، أرجوك، أنا آسف، كنت أمزح معك.
No, please, I'm sorry, I was just joking with you. Hani, could you tell us more about Ramadan and the post-Ramadan feast?
Feasts or Eid and also Ramadan are very important times in the Arab world. And there are a couple of things that you need to be aware of if you are traveling in the Middle East around that time.
I know that eating and drinking is limited to certain hours during Ramadan.
That's right. And remember that liquor is not sold anywhere in the Middle East during the holy month of Ramadan. Secondly, eating in public, while not forbidden, is definitely frowned upon. Obviously, because everyone else is refraining from it.
Can you eat in restaurants?
Most restaurants are operating as usual, but tend to get very crowded around breakfast time, the Maghrib prayer, around 6 o'clock. So, if you want to eat in a restaurant around that time, it's better to reserve beforehand or go 2 hours before breakfast time.
What is the most commonly used greeting during this period?
Ramadan Kareem.
Which means, Happy Ramadan. Okay, let's take a look at the vocabulary from this lesson. The first word is
Eid al-Fitr.
Eid, the post-Ramadan feast.
عيد الفطر عيد الفطر.
Next we have
حتى
until
حتى حتى.
Next we have
قضى
to spend
قضى قضى.
Next we have
أسرة.
Nuclear family.
أسرة. أسرة.
Next we have
كاك.
كاك, a shortbread biscuit covered with sugar icing.
كاك. كاك.
Next we have
باقي.
Remaining.
باقي. باقي.
Next we have
مزح.
To joke.
مزح. مزح.
And last
مخيفة.
Frightening. Scary.
مخيفة. مخيفة.
Let's have a closer look at the usage of some of the words and phrases from this lesson. The first word is
أرجوك,
meaning please, I beg you.
This expression is made up of two parts, أرجو, meaning I beg, and ك, which is a personal pronoun for second person masculine. You don't really use it unless you really need to beg for something. For normal requests, you say لو سمحت.
Can you give us an example using this word?
Sure. For example, you can say أرجوك لا تتركني,
which means please don't leave me. Okay, what's the next phrase?
خسر الوزن,
meaning to lose weight.
This expression is made up of two words, خسر meaning lose and الوزن means the weight. Structure-wise, it's a loan expression from English.
Can you give us an example using it?
Sure. For example, you can say كيف خسرت كل هذا الوزن يا كريم,
which means how did you lose all that weight, Kareem? Okay, what's the next word?
بالمناسبة,
meaning by the way.
This word consists of two parts, ب meaning by or with, and المناسبة meaning the occasion.
It implies that the occasion presented itself to mention another topic that is related to the one before it. Can you give us an example?
Sure. For example, you can say مها وصلت. بالمناسبة, كيف تعرفت على مها؟
Which means مها just arrived. By the way, how do you know مها? Okay, now on to the lesson focus. In this lesson, you'll learn how to talk about your vacation plans and invite someone to come with you and form verbal sentences correctly.
In the last lesson, we focused on the final vowing signs of basic subjects and objects in verb sentences. In this lesson, we will explain the types of verbs in Arabic.
We will also explain how most parts of speech in Arabic originate from certain main verbs called root verbs. Okay, let's start by introducing the verbs. Verbs in Arabic have different categories than those in English. There are three types of verb forms: the past tense, the present tense, and the imperative form.
The first one, the past tense, is also called the dictionary form because you use it when you look up a word in the dictionary. In Arabic, this is called فعل ماضي,
which literally means the past verb.
The past tense has many other subforms, meaning that by adding certain words before it, we can produce a variety of tenses and nuances.
Okay, what about the second form, the present tense?
Present tense, in meaning, can indicate either a present action or a present continuous action, depending on the context and certain adverbs of time. In Arabic, it's called فعل مضارع. This form has the most subforms in Arabic. For example, the future tense.
What's the third and last main form?
It's the imperative form, which is only used in imperative verbs and has no other usages or subforms. It's called فعل أمر.
Let's give an example for each form, starting with the past tense.
لقد نسيت,
which means I had forgotten.
The past form verb نسي has the first person pronoun to attached to it, and we can see it as a past perfect verb, a subform because of the word لقد before it. نسيت can also be used on its own with the meaning of a normal past tense verb.
Can you give us an example of the present tense form?
سأسافر,
which means I will travel.
The basic present form is أسافر, By adding سا at the beginning, we got the future tense subform.
That makes sense. Let's move on to the third form, the imperative.
اذهب إلى غرفتك.
Which means, go to your room.
As we already mentioned, the imperative form has no subforms and is only used for giving orders.
Okay, let's take a look at the applications of the verb root rule. All Arabic nouns, adjectives, adverbs, and verbs originate from what we call the verb root.
The verb root is always a three-letter combination, molded into a variety of forms to form all nouns, adjectives, adverbs, and verbs in Arabic. Those three root letters are represented by the most basic verb in Arabic, which is the verb to do, فَعْلَ.
Let's take some random words from the dialogue and analyze them to get to their root form.
That's a good idea. For example, نسيت,
meaning I forgot, is a verb.
And the root of نسيت is نون سين ياء نسيا.
And next?
صديقتي,
meaning my friend, is a noun.
And the root of صديقتي is صاد دال قاف صادقة.
One more example?
مخيف,
meaning scary, is an adjective.
And the root of مخيف is خاء واو فاء خوفة.
So basically, knowing the meaning of the original root verb and knowing the most common forms and what they indicate will give you the meaning of any Arabic word.
But you need to understand that this only applies to words of Arabic origin.
What's an example of this type of word?
Kak, which is a type of cookie, is a word with Turkish origins.
Listeners, please also remember that prepositions, articles, and any other part of speech that is not a noun, an adjective, an adverb, or a verb don't have root verbs.
Want to master even more Arabic? Get instant access to all of our lessons.
With a basic or premium subscription, you get our entire library of audio and video lessons.
Listen or watch at the comfort of your computer.
Or stream them directly from your phone or mobile device and learn on the go.
Lessons are organized by learning level, so you can go one level at a time.
Or skip around to different levels. It's up to you.
Instantly access them all right now at ArabicPod101.com.
Okay, that's all for this lesson. Thank you for listening, everyone, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Shukran.
تيم، أتعلم أن عيد الفطر غدا؟
لا، لقد نسيت تماما أن اليوم آخر يوم في شهر رمضان. كيف ستقضين العيد؟
أنا سأقضي أول يوم مع أسرة صديقتي في القاهرة وآكل كعك العيد.
ماذا عن باقي الأيام؟
سأسافر إلى الغردقة لأسبح وأخسر الوزن الذي سأزيده بسبب كعك العيد. بالمناسبة، لما لا تأتي معنا؟
حقا يا إلينور، مع أني ظننت أنك شخص مخيف حينما قابلتك أول مرة، لكنك في الحقيقة لطيفة جدا.
ماذا تقصد بشخص مخيف؟ يبدو أننا سنتركك هنا في العيد إذن.
لا، أرجوك، أنا آسف، كنت أمزح معك.